Hallelujah, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for a word of encouragement, Lord, to enlighten and motivate us, to motivate others, Father God. Thank you for your river of love, beauty, just coming to us and flooding us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Psalm 145 from verse 8 to 10, TPT translation. You kind and tender-hearted to those who don't deserve it, and very patient with people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river overflowing its banks with kindness. God, everyone sees your goodness, for your tender love is blended into everything you do. Everything you have made will praise you, fulfilling its purpose, and all your godly ones will be found bowing before you.
Hallelujah. We just see here, you know, that the love of God is spoken of as a flooding river. And then we can see here in verse 10 of the Psalms, everyone you have made praises you. So his loving kindness comes like a river, and then we praise. And then that praise is also like a river washing clean. And I think of this, I'm thinking of this picture of this mighty river moved with the wind of the Spirit, because you've got Isaiah 59, where it talks about when the devil comes in, it says, like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And that's the way I understood it, that the devil is very much the flood. But then more and more, as I've got to know about the love of God and how much the love is signified by a river of life, signified by there's a river that makes glad the city of God. That's the Lord in his goodness coming through the Spirit. I've got to see, we sometimes give too much glory to the devil. And it's just when they say the devil comes in like a flood and the Lord will raise up a standard, I think we just need to put the comma after when the devil comes in, there, comma, like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard. Because God's goodness that comes, I just can think of it in so many ways. Think of it in 1 Peter 5:10. After we'd suffered a little, that's the devil coming in, the Lord will settle, establish, perfect, and restore you. So it's four beautiful moves of the Spirit that overwhelm that lie, that darkness, that sickness, that trial, that problem. And then this morning, as I was looking into my translations, I couldn't even find where it speaks about the devil. All the translations is the one that I'm going to send you then this now, this morning after the message. You can see it's the Lord coming like a torrent, like a mighty river that the Spirit, the wind of God blows, the Spirit leads. And then you got the other beautiful scripture in Hebrews 10, where it talks about that we must be washed with this pure pureness, this pure praise, this pure faith, this pure gospel. I believe they're all the same thing. We need to be washed with it. Why? So we can wash others, we can stir others up, and we can bring the goodness of the Lord into the land of the living, because this gospel, this powerful river of God's love is what needs to cover this earth as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11 says, and there will be total peace here on earth. Why? Because this gospel has been taken hold of. The praise of God has been taken hold of. We let the river flow, the Spirit flow, the truth flow from us for ourselves, for those in our household, those at our work, and those in the world. So be blessed to know this mighty, beautiful covenant of love, like a flood of righteousness, flood of praise, a flood of faith is there to refresh us on a daily basis so we can refresh others. Amen.
Amen.